I'll tell you what, I'll eat the Big Mac and not take the vaccine and probably be safer.
Well, I don't know about the Big Mac. It's probably not a good idea.
Give me the Big Mac and the large fries. I'm still safer than whatever they did to themselves. You eat your tofu, but God only knows what you have ramping around your body like a pinball
machine. Well, it's worse than that because they are the all-seeing, all-being, beautiful people who know so much more than everybody else. They're going to line their kids up next.
That's right. And that is the sad part. And sadly, there's nothing we could do about it. That because their government hates them, and the government-controlled media, knock, knock, State Department, GEC, Board of Governors, blah, 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 they don't want you to know that the vaccine's dangerous. They don't want them to know that teenagers have heart damage or are dying, or people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s are getting cancer. Their government doesn't want them to know that. So what could we do?
Propaganda. Now, propaganda everywhere we go. It's we are inundated with it, and you see the byproduct of it. It's twisted a number of people. It's worked. It's worked on a number of people, and
now that phone call is going to weigh heavily on me. So, you know, I'm not a tech person. So, if you could just clip that out for me, I will try to get that in as many hands as I can as well. Via text, email, and see who can play it on their shows or what have you.
I'll probably end up putting it on, out on pain.tv and then out also on Twitter. And I'll pin it over the weekend on the top
Thank
of Twitter.
You.
We'll do a video of it. Twitter only Thank gives you. Us 2 minutes. That's 7 minutes. So we'll do an actual video, I think, and get
That's
it out.
Beautiful.
And, you know, I have to throw this at you. Not trying to send you over the edge, but.
You enjoy it. Who are you kidding?
Well, no, I'm. You know, it runs downhill. The young bucks give it to me. They piss me off. I have to share the. The disdain. New York Times gushes over, quote, movie star, unquote, Fauci, as a new documentary highlights his work with AIDS and coronavirus. Of course, we're talking about the National Geographic documentary where Fauci is being painted as a HIV/AIDS epidemic hero and a coronavirus pandemic hero, and where Fauci and the New York Times is calling him a movie star and praised his ability to artfully navigate Washington, D.C.'s nexus of media, science, policy, and politics. And then Fauci is interviewed, and he says that Fauci attacks the criticisms of his work, noting that he referred to extreme far-right QAnon jerks in a firestorm of crazy far-right maniacs. Well, discussing the documentary. No mention that he wiped out 50,000, 60,000, 70,000 gay men in the 80s. You know, and just real quick before I get your opinion on this. Two things. This guy should be locked up, number one. Number two, National Geographic, I don't know who the fuck they think they are, but this is, I don't know how much money laundering is going on behind the scenes now. It makes me very suspicious with National Geographic. But one thing that's bothered me for about a week is I've been hearing for decades now from the Pride Coalition, whenever they have something they want to say, they shout it from the mountaintops with a fucking Ricola horn. Where are the top gay men in the Pride movement calling this guy out for all the people he killed? That's all I want to know. Because until you do that, you're just full of shit. I'm sorry. It's as simple as that. This guy wiped people out. AIDS, HIV, gave him bad medicine. We're seeing the same thing play out now. This guy is Dr. Mengele. Nobody, no top folks in the gay lobby, so to speak, we'll call it the gay lobby, I guess, are coming out and saying, wait a minute, be careful. Be careful who you put up on the mantle. This guy is a killer. Like, what? What?
No,
the fuck?
No. They've been silent from the beginning. And I could tell you, I personally know older gay men that really, they don't know who he is.
So that's insane.
They must not have been paying attention in the 80s. And if many of them from the 80s have since passed, the younger generation, no, they don't know. They don't know either. Because again, look at what I sent you today from the New York Times from 1897. So when you don't know history, then it repeats itself. So all history in this country, especially, is made to be erased. So what National Geographic is doing is revisionist history. They've chosen to make him a hero, the same way the last administration chose to showcase him as the face of COVID. So he's never going to prison. He's never going to be in trouble for anything he did, ever. Just think of everything that's come out lately, okay?
This guy, fucking...
It's already old news. Like nobody's investigating him. Oh, Rand Paul was right. Okay, well, what did that net us? Nothing.
Well, no. Wait a second. Rand Paul was right 16 months too late. Rand Paul sat on it for 16 months. Get the fuck out of here. If I knew it and you knew it in March of 2020, April of 2020, right. What, these guys don't know it? They have classified security briefings. We don't have that. So what?
But that's what it.
Rand Paul's a fucking hero now?
No, he's not. That's the point. This is what social media said. Oh, the smoking gun, you know, he was right. Okay. So what's the next step? Nothing is going to happen to this man. He was allowed to do what he did in the 80s because probably what he did in the 80s was sanctioned, just like everything he's doing now from last year has been sanctioned. Nothing. That is why he could sit with his little shit-eating grin when he goes on MSNBC and CNN and blah, blah, blah. This was meant to be. And National Geographic will just rewrite 80s history and they will paint him a hero. And most people will never know. What was that book you referenced that was written years ago?
Yeah, it's one of the best. I read it in college and the band played on.
That's right. I remember that. And he died, right? The author of the book.
He died, I think, four or five years after. I mean, he was a gay man. Now,
somebody from his circle that's still alive would have to be speaking out now. But where are they? Like, you're right. A lot of those guys are dead.
Let's be honest with you.
So if they're all dead, the younger generation does not know Fauci's history.
Randy Schultz was a reporter for the San Francisco Chronicle. He really the first book talking about HIV and that the government was largely behind it. And now this is right at the outset, pretty much. And so, one hell of a book and one hell of a premise. And let's not forget that Schultz was also attacked by folks in the gay community before it was accepted. So you're seeing some of these things, same themes play out where, you guys are anti-vaxxers. You're going to get attacked. And then what happens later? Oh, you guys were right. We're sorry. You know?
Yeah. Well, but again, that's what they've built this brainwashing machine that, people don't want to, you said it a long time ago. Some people just like to be lied to. It's their comfort zone.
Yeah, they really do.
So, like, but again, we're not trying to appeal to these people. We're trying to get to the people that their gut has always, and this is the kind of mail I get from your listeners. They always, something was always not right. Things never sat right in their gut. But they found a place here because, you know, now they know they're not crazy. And that's a good thing. And that's the kind of people that we're trying to reach. And these really are 100% the people that I talk to are fighting this war in their real lives. They are pushing back where they work. They are making the most noise. So I'm grateful for that. I am grateful for these people because they're doing it. They're using the powers that they have the best they can because they're real warriors. And the sheep, if we wasted our time trying to get to the sheep, there's no guarantee that the sheep, just because they woke up a little bit, would exert some pushback in their real lives. I can guarantee you your folks are pushing back in their real lives.
Well, I know they are.
In big ways, right.
You know,
they're fantastic.
And real quick, we talk about Schultz, Randy Schultz, and I have to talk about the premise of the book and a little bit more about it because it directly correlates incredibly. We're still talking about this criminal, Fauci. Schultz's premise was that AIDS was allowed to happen and to grow and to fester in the United States. And now when we look back on it, of course, he doesn't have the luxury of time to understand the wisdom of what he was writing because he died in 1994 from complications of AIDS, but Fauci is the guy who allowed it to happen, to foster, to spread, to create apathy toward the community that was affected by it and which allowed the spread to become worse. Oh, it's just a gay thing. And then Fauci pretended like, oh, well, we didn't know. It's new. We don't know anything about it. They knew it. Fucking a lot about it. So well, it's like, it's almost, you know, and other people have talked about it. It's almost like that was a test run for this.
Well, all right. Entertain me here a minute. Wasn't it said that the gay community, they were experimenting with the hepatitis B vaccine? And those are that's really a lot of these people acquired AIDS. That's what I thought I heard at some point. But then think about what AIDS ushered in. Years of look at the money they've raised in the name of AIDS. The philanthropy, the money behind it.
Still no vaccine.
Right. But look at the money that is being made off of the back of Corona.
It's massive business. It's, mm-hmm. I mean, you can't even imagine how much they've raised for HIV AIDS and research, and then not so much right. money, you know, taking care of the families. The government sold
that. And the AZT was killing people. So
who was in charge of that?
Fauci. Yeah.
Fauci was in charge of that. When he knew there were other drugs, pharmaceuticals, therapeutics that would have worked better. He withheld them. Doesn't that sound familiar? Here's the thing. Perhaps we're dating ourselves a little bit here, but if there was an internet back then, everybody in the gay community would know who the hell Anthony Fauci is, believe me, today.
There you go. And that's the point. If his name wasn't smeared everywhere where everybody was seeing it, well, then I could see why some people that I know were not aware back then either. And again, just because they were gay men in the 80s, it doesn't mean their life was impacted by this. You know, maybe they didn't feel that they were at risk or what have you. So they just didn't know because as of last year and this, you know, they weren't aware of his role and how bad it was. So, but I can guarantee you, if the older generation doesn't know, the younger generation had no clue. That is why they're silent. You would need people that were around Schultz's circle. You know, we would need, oddly, Carrie Mullis died right before coronavirus. He died August of 19. So he hated Fauci. If you had these people around, and then there was this other doctor, I caught a video of him. He's dead too. I'll have to find it and send it to you. I don't know if his name was Milner. But he did a big talk many years ago, and he was hateful against Fauci and the AIDS debacle. But I will definitely dig that up. I know I have it somewhere, and I'll send it to you. And it's pretty good. But Fauci knows he's protected, and then he's cut all these people. I mean, what was he, Man of the Year? And they wrote children's books about him, and he was. I mean, they made this guy a hero. It's sick. It's sick, twisted, demented. Well, I don't know how many other names I could come up with.
When we, when I interviewed on a number of occasions, had private conversations with Dr. Judy Mikovits, who worked during this time at the National Cancer Institute and had developed a number of different breakthroughs for medication and pharmaceuticals to help this situation, to help HIV and AIDS, et cetera. And then Robert Gallo moved in on the scene. He one of Fauci's great friends, and he said, "Well, wait a second, we want to work on this too." And he literally stole the research, according to Dr. Mikovits, from her, and from her boss at the National Cancer Institute. And then they sat on it for a year so that Gallo could go back and backdate stuff and make it look like it was his research. And Fauci allowed this to happen. And there's alleged switching of samples and a lot of other things. In other words, nothing happened for about a year and a half, where people could have been getting good stuff to help them, because Fauci had rigged it, or Gallo could come out and pretend that the research was his and put a product to market, et cetera, and profit from it. And then when we look at Gallo, Gallo was former, well, now he's back in business, but when Redfield was director of the CDC, where did Redfield come from? Well, he's in business with Gallo in Maryland, and now he's back in business with Gallo.
Yeah.
And it's like, wait a second.
It's incestuous.
It's exactly what it is. Exactly what it is.
Exactly. And they don't care who they kill. This is what I mean. If people look at the world through rose-colored glasses and think people actually, you know, give a crap in these positions, when it comes to money and power, no, they don't care who has to die. They're always going to chalk it up as, you know, that they think they're achieving the greater good. Just like I say, well, if our country has to go on some sort of self-imposed lockdown strike, and people have to die in the hospitals because there's not enough staff, then we can look at it from the same side as they would look at it. Because they don't care. They don't care if people die. They didn't care that they were choking out people on vents and you know, administering morphine and Ativan to you know, kill people. They didn't care. They didn't care about the nursing room people. They still don't care. They do not care that every day, right now, again, young people are dying because the illness, the pneumonia, is getting away from them because they weren't treated early with just normal prednisone and things like that. So they're dying. They don't care. Why are they dying? Because they weren't even given proper instruction.
Familiar. I mean,
correct.
Let's just take a step back again. To go back to AIDS, because I think a lot of people, it's still known as a gay disease, and that was part of the problem. When AIDS became labeled by these criminals like Fauci has a gay disease. There were other doctors had a lot of problems in other specialties trying to get medical professionals, trying to get the American Medical Association to understand that AIDS was also a threat to people who were not gay, such as little babies who were born from mothers who used drugs and children and adults who had hemophilia. And guess what? In a current events twist, Haitians who had received blood transfusions with tainted blood with HIV, uh-huh. You know, the same Haitians suddenly the government gives a shit about now in Texas under an underpass. They had no problem when they were getting wiped out in the 80s. So when I say that Fauci killed and is responsible and had his hand in tens of thousands of deaths, it's not just gay men.
Mm-mm. No, not at all. Not at all. But again, National Geographic is going to do its best to not cover that.
Yeah, I think... If we could just get the National Geographic, if we could get a hybrid where, you know, they show all these things, National Geographic, where like a tiger mauls a wildebeest. If we could somehow, if we could get a National Geographic special where Fauci goes on an African safari and we could get some of the relatives of the African folks that Fauci helped kill from AIDS, that could make an interesting National Geographic special.
Exactly.
And they did, Maria, they did. They sent, you know, I was reading about it. It's really crazy. They sent a lot of folks who were sick from Africa with HIV at the time. They sent it to Paris. And then Paris was like, yo, we got big, this stuff's crazy. We don't know what to do with it. So the doctors in France contacted, guess who they contacted? Fauci and Gallo, and said, hey, what can you guys do here? And they sent test samples and things like that. And Gallo allegedly switched them out because he didn't want the French to get credit for it. And the people in Africa died. They never had a chance. And these guys are over here playing grab ass, switching samples around, doctoring research. And it's no problem. It's no problem at all. It's unbelievable.
These are all money making operations, and then they build these foundations, and it's incredible. Problem, reaction, solution. And it's been going on since the beginning of time.
But anyway, it's a and the band played on it. I'm pretty sure they made a movie out of it, but it's nowhere near as good as the book, I would imagine, because the book was truly amazing. But we're still, you know, when you say nothing's going to happen to this guy, and we combine that with what I've said for a long time, that when you allow criminals, when you allow petty criminals to get away with things, their next schemes, these people evolve, and the folks behind the scenes in the government come to them and say, oh, well, you know what? This guy's pretty dependable. We can put a massive scheme on this guy's back. And because he's been such a great trusted partner through the years of different schemes. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're seeing here. That's what we're seeing.
That's exactly what we're seeing. We're seeing people that cannot get in trouble when they are commissioned or sanctioned to do things.
And they're laughing. They're laughing at us.
Sure they are, because the regular people are like, we want justice. We want justice. And we know it's never going to come because it was built that way. These people were installed for reasons. And most people will never understand that. They really won't. They'll just think, oh, he was a doctor with this high position and he went rogue and he should be tried and there should be committee hearings and then he should be indicted. That's never going to happen ever. They'll put on a dog and pony show.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe. TikTok. Saying like, right, but nothing will ever become of it. Now,
This guy knows where too many bodies are buried, literally, and
he buried them.
And he buried them, and with the help of the government. And then they went over, like we said, it really is incredible to think about what we were talking about. Everybody that was on this show early, and of course, we started this show. This whole thing started when this scamdemic started, which is perhaps the divine intervention to some degree. But
I believe so.
Yeah, it's you think about it, just crazy. But my point here was that I had a good point somewhere. I got my point. The stuff we were saying when this first started has been spot on. To wit, I said the U.S. had a big hand in this in China, and it's all going to come out. It's too early to sort it all out now, but there's blood on our hands. There's blood on our hands. Now, at the time, we thought that, that Trump was still a white hat at that time and that he would do the right thing. Since that has happened, since that time, we found out that that's not the case. So that was the kind of the interesting play to see what he did with the same information that I had, because I know damn well he had the same information, that the U.S. played a big role in this. He chose to ignore it, and now he's saying that we had it on early in the week. He's saying that it escaped from a lab. A guy went out to lunch with his girlfriend.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, I heard your show.
And the girlfriend got it out at lunch in a park. And, you know, two lab workers, and I'm sitting there thinking, what?
And I don't even believe that story. I don't believe any of it.
It's insane.
Yeah.
That's not what he was told.
Whatever happened. China was more than happy to be the bad guy. China will benefit in the end by being the bad guy. They don't care. The fact remains is they needed this to advance the ball with global restructuring. So everybody knew, all world leaders, they all knew, all the stakeholders, shareholders, whatever, everybody knew. And nobody will ever pay the price. Because again, if it was thought that this was a bioweapon, nothing happened. Nothing.
Well, we knew that at the time, that was on the table. Everybody said, no, it was a wet market.
Well, no, they left it, right. They left everything up to surmising. The fact that 19 months in, there's still no definitive answers, because they're never going to give a definitive answer. But if this was real, meaning, if it wasn't so corrupt, I should say, you find out something's coming from China and it's killing your citizens, an American president would have been to war for it being a bioweapon. But that wasn't the case. That wasn't the case at all.
War?
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you think your country's been attacked by a bioweapon, I mean, we've gone to war for a whole lot less, right?
Yeah.
You know, these proxy wars and all this bullshit.
But they attack. You're right. You're spot on.
Right. Right. So if it wasn't so corrupt, a real president would be like, hey, China, you're killing my people. It's a bioweapon. We know it. And here we go. None of that happened. None of it. But I'll never forget Trump's words. And I forget what date it was. I don't know if it was on this. The day that he said flatten the curve and we were shutting down the country. And he kept saying, this is not the American people's fault. Not your fault. And we will pay for everything. Hospital and funerals. And I'm thinking, wow, why? Like, that's crazy. And it reminded me of when there was the Parkland shooter. Immediately, Pam Bondi had said the same thing to the students the state was going to pay for everything. Okay. Like,
you mean Pam Bondi was the The Attorney General of Florida at the time.
Right, yeah. Right. But it was quick. It was fast. It was like, okay, I'm sure the schools have insurance policy. Like there's other avenues. Like, right away, quick to say that the state would be picking it up. And then as soon as Corona came out, Trump is like, we're paying for everything. Okay, it's not the American people's fault. You're picking up the tab. You're paying for funerals. You're paying for hospital bills.